In 1996, when business strategy was still dominated by warfare metaphors, Barry Nailbuff and Adam Brandenberger introduced a revolutionary concept, co-opetition. This groundbreaking approach challenged the prevailing wisdom that business success requires others to fail. Instead, they demonstrated how companies could simultaneously compete and cooperate to create greater value for all participants. The concept resonated so powerfully that tech visionaries like Bill Gates and Andy Grove credited it with reshaping their strategic thinking. Consider how Apple and Samsung fiercely compete in smartphones while Samsung remains a key supplier of iPhone components. Or how automotive manufacturers collaborate on safety standards while competing for customers. These aren't contradictions, they're the fundamental reality of modern business. Success doesn't necessarily come at others' expense. The streaming industry exemplifies this perfectly. Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus compete vigorously for subscribers while collectively growing the overall market for digital entertainment. What makes this approach so powerful? It applies game theory, traditionally associated with zero-sum military strategy, to show how businesses can create win-win scenarios while still capturing their fair share of value. Unlike temporary business trends, game theory offers an enduring thinking framework that adapts to changing conditions, helping strategists analyze both competitive and cooperative scenarios. To master co-opetition, we must map business relationships using the value net with two dimensions: vertical, customers and suppliers, and horizontal, competitors and complementers. Complementers are players whose products make yours more valuable to customers. Hot dogs and mustard, hardware and software, cars and auto loans complement each other by enhancing mutual value. Many business failures result from overlooking crucial complements. Alfa Romeo left the U.S. market due to parts scarcity, while Sony Betamax lost despite technical superiority because VHS offered more movie titles. Intel invested $100 million in video conferencing after realizing Microsoft software wasn't fully utilizing their processors. Competitors represent complementers' mirror image. Their products decrease yours' value. Rather than using industry-based definitions, identify competitors by asking what would reduce your product's value to customers. This reveals unexpected competitors across industry boundaries, like Microsoft and Citibank competing in electronic payments. Players often occupy multiple roles simultaneously. Delta acts as both competitor and complementer to American Airlines, competing for passengers while complementing each other when ordering Boeing aircraft. Added value measures your contribution, the difference between outcomes with versus without you. This difference determines your true bargaining power. Nintendo's 1980s revival demonstrates this principle. After Atari's collapse reduced the U.S. gaming market from $3 billion to under $100 million, Nintendo engineered a comeback through strategic brilliance. They created a virtuous circle starting with affordable hardware. Their Nintendo Entertainment System delivered arcade-quality gaming at just $100, compared to 2,500 to 4,000 personal computers. Combined with exceptional games from designer Shigeru Miyamoto, Donkey Kong, Super Mario Bros., Nintendo rapidly rebuilt the market. The company maintained control through a security chip preventing unauthorized games, forcing developers to meet strict licensing terms. This created a powerful feedback loop. Affordable hardware and hit games attracted consumers, which attracted developers, creating more games and selling more hardware. By decade's end, Nintendo had transformed gaming into a $5 billion worldwide business with 90% market share, with their systems in one-third of American households and Mario surpassing Mickey Mouse in popularity among children. In competitive markets, creating value demands superior products, optimized resources, and customer understanding. Traditionally, companies face a quality-cost trade-off. Better quality increases costs, while cost-cutting risks compromising value. Success comes from intelligent trade-offs generating positive returns, either investing resources that create disproportionate customer value or reducing costs with minimal impact on experience. Even more powerful are trade-ons, where companies simultaneously achieve higher quality and lower costs. The quality revolution of the 1980s, 90s proved this. Redesigned manufacturing processes eliminated defects while reducing rework and warranty costs. Club Med exemplifies this approach. They attract exceptional staff despite below-market wages by offering unique lifestyle experiences. Their basic accommodations push guests toward common areas, creating vibrant social interactions while reducing facility costs. Each element serves both cost reduction and value creation. In competitive markets with similar offerings, businesses struggle to maintain value, especially in industries with high fixed costs like airlines, hotels, and commodities. Airlines pioneered solutions by engineering customer relationships. American Airlines revolutionized this approach in 1981 with their AAdvantage frequent flyer program during post-deregulation turbulence. The program created loyalty by awarding flight credits based on miles flown. Its brilliance lay in cost effectiveness. American filled empty seats at minimal cost, about $20 in fuel and snacks, while customers valued these rewards at hundreds of dollars. Though competitors quickly copied AAdvantage, the program succeeded in building customer loyalty. Once passengers accumulated miles with one airline, they had incentives to continue flying with that carrier, reducing price sensitivity across the industry and making price competition less effective. When designing loyalty programs, reward customers with your own product that costs less than its perceived value. Reserve best rewards for best customers and structure rewards to build your business. While many business rules shouldn't be violated, contractual rules can and should be strategically changed. Setting the rules is the battle before the battle. Whoever establishes them gains significant leverage in negotiations. Most favored customer clauses, MFCs, guarantee customers the best price offered to anyone. Though seemingly customer-friendly, MFCs alter negotiation dynamics because sellers become tougher in other negotiations, as each concession costs twice, once to the current customer and again to the MFC-protected customer. Meet the competition clauses, MCCs, allow companies to match rival bids to retain customers. These arrangements deter competitors by reducing their incentive to bid and giving sellers control over retention decisions. Take-or-pay contracts create a structure where buyers either take the product at full price or pay a penalty for unused portions. These contracts affect industry pricing by virtually guaranteeing retaliation against rivals who poach customers. The most powerful realization in business strategy is that you don't have to accept the game you're in. The greatest opportunities come from changing it entirely. Unlike chess, business allows players to shape the game itself. Tesla demonstrated this by changing the automotive market through direct-to-consumer sales and electric innovation. Amazon transformed retail with its marketplace model. Airbnb and Uber created entirely new markets rather than competing within existing ones. The parts model provides a framework for strategic innovation. Players, examine your value net for cooperation and competition opportunities. Added values, increase your value relative to others. Rules, identify which help or hurt you and what new rules you'd want. Tactics, understand how perceptions affect gameplay. Scope, consider linking or delinking from other games. The future belongs to organizations that master both competition and cooperation. Business combines creating value with competing to divide it, a duality key to success. By changing the game, you can make business more profitable and satisfying for all participants. There is no end to the game of changing the game.